Good afternoon. This is Labor Talk, and my name is Willie Terry. Today we will host a special segment of Labor Talk on Martin Luther King's views of labor and the labor movement. On Monday, January 15, 2018, will be the birthday of King. There will be celebrations throughout Troy and the world to pay honor to his work and struggles. Now, why is it important that labor and the community recognize him? Well, on April the 8th, 1968, he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee while supporting the sanitation worker strike. Martin Luther King was an advocate supporter of labor and the labor movement, and you will hear it in his own words. So let's get started. Dr. King, why is it important for you to be involved in the struggle for working people?
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
Of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. That we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters.
Well,
it didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power. Yes.
Thank you. Very inspirational. Dr. King, I know you supported the 1199 union workers and other labor struggles, but what are your views of the labor movement?
I don't consider myself a stranger. I've been with 1199 so many times in the past that I consider myself a fellow 1199er. There are times that I'm often disenchanted with some segments of the power structure of the labor movement. But in those moments of disenchantment, I began to think of unions like Local 1199. And it gives me renewed courage and vigor to carry on, and the feeling that there are some unions left that will always maintain the radiant and vibrant idealism that brought the labor movement into being. And I would suggest that if all of labor would emulate what you have been doing over the years, our nation would be closer to victory in the fight to eliminate poverty and injustice. I also believe that if all of labor were to follow your example of mobilizing and involving working people in the campaign to end the war in Vietnam, our nation would be much closer to a swift settlement of that immoral, unjust, and ill-considered war. There are literally two Americas. In a sense, one America is beautiful for situation. That America is flowing with the milk of prosperity and the honey of equality. I'm sure that each of us is painfully aware of the fact that that is another America. And of course, to live in inadequate, substandard, and often dilapidated housing conditions. And year after year, in this other America, thousands, yea, even millions of young people are forced to attend inadequate, substandard, inferior, qualityless schools, probably the most critical problem in the other America, is the economic problem. By the millions, people in the other America find themselves perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. Problem is not only unemployment, it's under a sub-employment. People who work full-time job for part-time wages. Most of the poor people in our country are working every day. You know where they're working. So often they're working in our hospitals and all over this country. I thank God for what your union has done and what you continue to do. I can remember just a few years ago, right here in this city, that hospital workers made wages so inadequately that it was a shame to say to anybody that these people were being paid. And I've been over the country and I know about it. I've been on the picket lines. Hospital workers, whether it's at St. Luke's in Cleveland or somewhere else in Chicago. And I think of the fact that in most instances, in all too many instances, hospital workers are not yet organized. The fact is that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. What I'm simply saying is that we are going to demand what is ours. And my friends, the resources are here in America. The question is whether the will is here. There's something wrong with the policies, the priorities, and the purposes of our nation now. And we've got to say it in no uncertain terms. And I simply say to you that I'm afraid that our government is more concerned about winning an unjust war in Vietnam than about winning the war against poverty right here at home. And I say, if we will stand and work together, we will bring into being that day when justice will roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. We will bring into being that day when America will no longer be two nations, but it will be one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. King, for those inspirational words and thoughts. Now, for our audience, there will be a major Martin Luther King program in Troy on Monday, January the 15th, at the Troy Boys and Girls Club at 1 p.m. They are located at 1700 7th Avenue. And if you need more information, you could call 518-274-3781. And as we end the program, and as we celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King's 89th birthday on Monday, as workers, we must remember to continue the struggle he started. And we must remember what he said about labor in a speech he gave at the Illinois American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organization on October the 7th, 1965. Quote, "The labor movement was the principal force that transformed misery and despair into hope and progress. Out of its bold struggles, economic and social reform gave birth to unemployment insurance, old age pension, government relief for the destitute, and above all, new wage levels that meant not mere survival, but a tolerable life. The captains of the industry did not lead this transformation. They resisted it until they were overcome. When in the 30s, the wave of union organization crested over the nation, it carried to secure shores not only itself, but the whole society." Unquote. Dr. Martin Luther King, October 7, 1965. And thank you for listening to this special program today on Martin Luther King.